Daniel, it's Daniel, best co-host of the week.
Shalamala, hey.
It's Daniel, he did a one-cheek sneak.
On your mama.
Daniel.
Scott.
You're going to be busy today because you've got this. Then you got to minus your mixes.
I know.
It's just going to be a wonderful day of expressing yourself audibly.
That is true. And I'm trying to... I got my second shot yesterday, so I'm lucky that
You're not feeling too good.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I had a little bit of a headache. And my arm is a little bit sore, but I was told by my doctor that...
The stronger your symptoms are, the stronger your immune system is.
Which must mean that I have a crappy immune system. But no, it's like I was told by my doctor that most side effects should manifest themselves within 24 hours of getting the shot, which has been 25 hours ago when I got my shot. So... I guess I've dodged the worst of it, unless I wake up, you know, tomorrow feeling like shit.
Do you have your original sound turned?
I may not. Let's see.
You're fading in and out. In other words, when you do not speak, the mic cuts out so that it suddenly comes up when you're talking and goes away when you're not talking.
That could just be me.
Okay. I mean, it's not bothersome. It's just obvious to my ear. Look at you smoking stuff already. The last thing you need to be with me is mellow.
Really?
So I'm thinking about trying edibles. What do you think?
I think we should talk about that on the show.
Okay.
Let's throw that. I threw something else on the Trello today.
I see that. TV shows memory. I like that concept.
Yeah, I won't talk about it until we get to the show. Just something I was thinking about, wanted to talk about. So I'm going to throw it up there. Edibles. We'll assign that to Sister Vera Charles. And let's see who I didn't want to join it.
Goodness gracious, griefy.
I know. It's because I didn't drink any. Poison China water after I... This particular cartridge is rather harsh. I'm almost done with it. The replacement one is Haze. And it...
Now, are these things legal in Florida? Okay.
So medical marijuana is legal in the state of Florida, and this is medical marijuana bought from a dispensary.
Got it. You know, in our progressive state.
I know you have recreational.
You can suck it back for fun.
Now New York has made recreational legal after I moved away.
Start spreading the news. You could smoke it legally. Suck back a giant doobie. New York.
New York is in Vegas. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one to talk about. I'm going to ask. Maybe it's not. No, it's okay.
Wow, that's like tickling my testicles and not going all the way.
Adam today, well, I listened to the Geeky Gay the morning after it post. I don't listen to it in the evening. So
I listen to it as soon as it comes out.
Faithful
listener I am.
Right, but when I say today's.
Got it.
Geeky Gay, it may not be today's, it may be yesterday's. But anyway, he was saying that he's going to the Virgin Islands for 2 weeks or some ungodly. It's like,
yes.
There's one day worth of things to do.
I know that. I think he said, I also sent him a link to Crystal Cruise's coming back attempts to suck people back in. Mm-hmm. And they have an incredible deal on a 7-night Bahamas round trip. You fly to Bahamas.
Yeah.
They pick you up. They do all other, a couple of other island things, and then they drop you back off in the Bahamas.
Yes.
Royal and Caribbean, I sent him the link because for Crystal, these are very reasonable prices. And since he and Mittens don't particularly care for the room being perfection, although even the lowest quality room on Crystal is great. It's just, you don't have a balcony. I think that they would put their money there instead of the Ritz-Carlton or wherever else they were talking. They will have an experience of a lifetime by sailing Crystal. So I sent him the link. We'll see.
I'm just saying, he could have come to Disney.
Well, you know,
there's 5 days worth of things to do at Disney.
I don't know if I told you last time. I may have told you last time. We are, Drew and myself, that would be we.
Yes.
When I used to say, are we going to the store? My mother would say, you have a turd in your pocket.
Yeah, I love that story.
Yeah. I've said it before. Yes. Well, you know, I'm old and I drink, so I tend to repeat myself.
What are you drinking?
Today, I'm drinking green tea here, and then I have my poison china water.
Oh, vodka. Here.
No, that's later. I will have been at least two drinks in when I join the chat room for Mix Minus tonight, which I'm very excited about. It's always fun on Friday night. Get in there with Cyclone and Lamont Cranston and I, and we just, the Three Stooges, and we tear that fucker up. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I feel like I had this idea the other day.
Yes.
I'm lying. I had this idea earlier today. But okay. I the other day is a catch-all expression.
Yes.
Had this. Well, I guess today is an other day.
It's just another day.
Anyway, I had this thought. I don't know why. It was some YouTube thing that I read or heard or was watching. Anyway, I thought we should start a YouTube channel. Have you seen these React videos? You know how like everyone does these
absolutely.
React?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We should call our channel Experts React, and we find how to's on YouTube, and then we, as experts in everything, of course, just critique why it's wrong.
Well, you know, that is ripe with possibilities. Even though it's totally right, we would tell everybody why it was wrong. Is that
right? Exactly. Yeah, we would be
experts.
Experts. Yeah, with quotes around the experts. You know.
Got it. With God, all things are possible.
those guys that crack open the beer and they sit there and they know the answer to everything. Yeah. What you need to do.
We could be the smartest people in the room, Daniel.
Well, we often are. That's because I work at home and I work alone.
We're here every Friday, at least this week, well, ladies and gentlemen. Then normally we're there on Tuesday.
Tuesday. I did. Thank you for letting me skip Tuesday. I had a lovely dinner with my nephews. We can talk about that.
Yes, please. Let's talk about that.
We'll talk about. Oh, I should put that on the board because we'll forget. Yes. My nephew had a new apartment that we went and saw, so that's that we can talk about his new apartment. So
your nephew's new apartment,
and that kind of. Yeah, I have a feeling that a lot of my topics tonight are just really more. I'm old.
Well, you know, you can do that with me because I'm older.
Ah.
So I can tell you that as bad as you think it is right now, it only gets worse.
All right.
Wait till you hit 60. Wait till you hit 60. It sucks. But anyway.
I forget what podcast I was listening to the other podcast. I forget what podcast I was listening to the other day.
Podcast. I think your doobie's kicking in.
Anyway, I forgot what it was. And they were talking about old people. And their example of old people was like 55. And I'm like, shut the
Uh-huh. These punks. Did you see the little twink boy Ethan jumped out of a plane?
And his nostrils got enormous.
Did you see that? It was hysterical. You could have parked cars. It is a 2-car garage coming out of that plane.
I did. I saw that. Yes. He did that.
So. He's also losing his cuteness a little bit, I noticed in this. I think age is not going to be kind to this young man.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's tough to be cute. I've carried that banner for so long, and it's a tough hotero.
It's a tough hotero, unless of course you're Paul Rudd.
Then I don't even know who Paul Rudd is, but that's okay.
Don't know who Paul Rudd is?
Doo-da, I don't know who Paul Rudd is. Oh, da-da-doo-da-day.
Does the name Ant-Man mean anything to you?
On Pride 48.
No. This would be Ant-Man from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Ant-Man.
I did not know even that there was an Ant-Man in the Marvel Cinematic
Universe. And the original Ant-Man was Michael Douglas?
As in Kirk's son?
Yes. I want to say yes.
Michael Douglas, the actor who's married to the girl who's got chlamydia or whatever the thing is that gave him throat cancer. I don't know what the fuck. He got throat cancer from going down on his wife. What's her name?
Fun.
Fun is her name. Yes. No, mm-hmm. I don't think Michael Douglas was mm-hmm. ever in an action adventure movie that like that. Not a cartoon character movie. Michael Douglas is a very well-respected actor.
Ant-Man.
Not that there aren't some well-respected actors in those movies.
Hold on. He plays the part of Dr. Hank Pym, Michael Douglas.
Okay.
They, in fact, in the original Ant-Man, they did a thing with Michael Douglas where they filmed something from his character's past. And they de-aged him, and there was like this whole... the way that they de-aged him was like, I think won an award, but their point was that we had so much footage of young Michael Douglas on film to model after that. It was easy for us to.
Yes. He starred in the show, The Streets of San Francisco with Carl Malden. Don't leave home without your American Express card or a nose the size of mine. Carl Malden had a gigantic nose.
I'm familiar with it. Was Carl Malden famous for anything other than American Express? Because much like Martha Ray Dentureware, I only know them from one context. It's like that line in that amazing movie Buckaroo Banzai where somebody says Orson Welles and he goes, you mean the wine guy?
Yeah. Well, you're a punk and we're show business and legends of show business are concerned, you're an ignorant slut. Martha Ray had an enormous career, hugely famous, long before she ever did the denture commercials.
Yes.
And Carl Malden was part of the Actors Studio, hugely famous actor.
Was he a stage actor? Was he a movie actor?
Lots of your favorite black and white films, but also stage. He was, because these were trained actors.
I could see him being a stage actor because then I wouldn't know of him. So that makes sense. This is Paul Rudd, by the way.
I'm very familiar with that face. I just don't know.
Yeah,
what Paul Rudd. I don't know what I've seen him in. 50, handsome fellow.
57 years old. 2 years older than me. No, 3 years older than me.
Yes, but he also has stylists and all that, and he has to get perfectly in perfect shape to do movies. We cannot compare ourselves to anyone, let alone people in show business, my darling.
I wasn't comparing.
Despair. We're doomed for despair if we do that.
Wasn't comparing, or I was saying he was I was giving him as an exception because he's like the Dorian Gray. Like he's older than me, and yet he looks great.
Tell me about Dorian Gray.
Never ages. Who Dorian Gray? Tell you about him.
Tell me about why Dorian Gray doesn't age.
He's an MTV VJ in the. You haven't seen my YouTube video yet, have you?
No.
Oh, there's a great joke in the middle of that video just for you. So you're welcome.
Are you talking about the most recent?
No, it's not. Yeah, on the WDW Aristocrafts.
Yes.
We did the thing at your request.
Oh, you're starting to drink and you're watching Three Caballeros. Yes. And I haven't finished it yet. Yes. Shame on me for coming to this party.
Right.
Not having watched all the way through.
I was just saying, then you would have gotten the MTV VJ joke that I just made. Later, so when you watch it and you hear the MTV VJ joke,
yes,
you'll
I'll understand
guffaw.
It even further.
You'll guffaw.
Tell me why Dorian Gray doesn't age, Daniel.
Dorian Gray is, a lot of people don't know this, he was a landowner famous for growing tea. I don't know if you've heard of Earl Grey tea before, but
it
actually comes from Dorian Gray, whose middle name was Earl.
No way.
Yeah, the old Deg, they used to call him. Old Deggy.
Deg Gray.
Yeah. Dorian Gray is a character in literature who was so incredibly vain that he had a portrait of himself painted and he fell in love with that portrait. And he always wanted to look like that somewhere where he got a curse thing where basically his portrait aged, but he remained looking exactly like the portrait and he hid it in his attic. And then I believe at the end he goes and finds the picture and goes mad and, kills himself or something.
Well, very, very good for the majority of that. Absolutely true. Written by Oscar Wilde.
Oh, Oscar Wilde.
The
okay.
big gay queen.
Yes.
Which is redundant. Mm-hmm. And what he did is he's basically sold his soul so that he would always look youthful and beautiful.
That's
and
a
the
curse.
Painting. Everything that he did horribly. Because he became this hedonistic, horrible person, showed up on the painting as opposed to him, including age. Uh-huh. And of course, nothing goes well once you're damaged, you're hurt, you're injured, then all of that evil, and because the devil's going to come and do it. But anyway, very good, Daniel. That is Dorian Gray.
Well, and I'm a better person because
we all are. We all are better people for knowing great literature. Or as I like to say, literature.
Is that French?
I don't know what it is. I just like to say it, literature.
Are we ready? Are we ready to
I'm
record?
Ready. Well, first of all, let me hit record.
Yes.
As I hope that you will too. I am now, Daniel, officially recording. And so I am, is it me?
I knew you were going to ask me that and I don't have the answer to it.
I think it's me. I'm pretty sure it's me.
We'll go with you. Ready?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4!